Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Dr. Dave, who's... last time I saw him, he was headed down the hallway, kind of looking for a quiet, cool place to lay down. Anyway, as you know, here on this show, we like to talk to the top echelon of people when we can, and also talk about the top echelon of competitions on occasion. And next week is Memphis in May, MIM, and the World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest is a four-day event back there with the Big Muddy, or the Mississippi, if you're not familiar with the local vernacular, as its backdrop. And so today I thought we would ask our friend of the show, been on a few times with us, Artie Davis, who is a world-renowned barbecue judge, among other titles, Remus Powers. How's that one? And we thought we would talk to Artie about Memphis in May and what the event is about, how it got started a little bit, and what it takes to judge an event like that. Our music today will be from our old Oklahoma buddy to Toby Keith. So you'll be hearing a little of that. Before we get started with Artie here, I wanted to say Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef from the heart of the Pacific Northwest. It's beef you can feel good about. So let's not hesitate anymore. Artie Davis, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jeff. Do you prefer Jeff or JT?
It doesn't matter. Just
okay. I'm used to calling you Jeff.
So. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's if I hear Jeffrey, I think my mother's in the room. So.
Okay, I'll avoid that.
Yeah, do that one, would you? So you've judged for quite a number of years now. We don't need to put specific numbers to that, but Memphis in May is a big deal back there.
It is.
It's a huge deal. So
some of us call it the Mardi Gras barbecue. I mean, it's just a big party, and it's also serious barbecue.
Tell us about the event and some of your experiences in it, and we'll get into more particulars as we go through the show, but I want to kind of get an overview from you.
Well, I'll reminisce a little bit. My first experience was 1987. I went to Memphis with two Kansas City teams, Team Kansas City and Dick Mays, who was called the King of Kansas City Barbecue at that time. And I was a gopher, meaning you go for this and you go for that, tended fires all night down in the Mississippi, on the banks of the Mississippi. And believe it or not, it gets cold down there off of the water in May. So that was fun, and then I stayed up all day helping, you know, with the teams. So I decided, well, that was fun, but you know, it'd be a whole lot easier just to judge. So ever since then, I've been a judge, and so I call myself undefeated is in the cooking competition because I don't compete. So that's a good tip for anyone who just enjoys backyard barbecue and isn't interested in getting heavily involved in the competition except through judging and watching. It's fun to go as a spectator, too.
Well, and if you judge, you get to sample a lot of great food.
You do, and that sounds like, and it is fun, but you have to take it seriously for one thing, and you really have to pace yourself, especially with Kansas City Barbecue Society judging. Now, at Memphis in May, it's a little less of pacing yourself unless you have blind judging. They have on-site judging and blind judging in Memphis. And I always enjoy the on-site more than the blind because you actually get to go to I think they've reduced it down to about three teams. In previous years, sometimes it was four teams. But you go on site and you judge the appearance of the cooking area, whether it's neat. It's, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy.
Sure.
Some teams put thousands of dollars into their cooking area to impress the judges. But it, you know, you base it how, you know, how clean is it? How nicely presented is the pit and the meat? So, and then you judge both sets of judges, on-site and blind, excuse me, judge on appearance, tenderness, and taste. But on the on-site, they also, the pit master will give you a spiel about the meat, about the pit, about what they use to cook, you know, what charcoal and wood they use, and
yeah,
temperatures and all that, and then you're expected to ask questions as well. And then you feel like you're royalty when you're an on-site judge. They really treat you well.
Let me ask you a quick question here. Being it's Memphis and some of the lore that goes with Memphis, is it, I know it's supposed to be equal in other competitions, but like in some competitions, it's really heavy on the brisket, if you will. You know, they're known for that, or mm-hmm. or ribs or what have you. In Memphis in May, is it more about just pulled pork, or is it ribs, or is it brisket, or what is it?
Good question. I call, you know, Memphis and a lot of the southern states hogmatic, because it's strictly pork with the Memphis in May, and then the Memphis Barbecue Network that was originated from Memphis in May when Memphis in May stopped sanctioning other contests.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's the three categories: whole hog, shoulder, and ribs. And Memphis in May, they also have a backyard category called patio porkers, and that's fierce competition too, because you have some teams that have won in competition barbecue but didn't qualify for the main event.
Yeah.
And so it's still, and then you also have first-time competitors, and sometimes they win the patio porkers. Seldom, I'm not aware of any first-time winners for the world championship, you know, first-time cooks.
Do they, those patio porkers, are they limited to, you know, charcoal and stick wood, or can they use pellets? Can they use gas, or what can they use?
They can't use gas. It has to be charcoal. It can be pellets. They can use stick wood, chips. But, so far, as far as I know, they haven't allowed gas. Same with Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Well, I think Kansas City now, they've started a division, if you will, at the Royal for gas, but it's kind of a novelty,
I think that's
specialty
smart
marketing thing.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, gas is the way to go if you're in a hurry, and there are literally millions of backyard cooks that have switched to gas, so I think it makes sense, and the gas goes all the way back to dinosaur days. I mean, the product is a product that's old.
Yeah, kind of like me.
I guess you could argue that it's in some way organic.
Oh, yeah. Well, you definitely know if you get a whiff of it sometimes that it's,
that's right.
It's organic like that.
Yeah.
What? How long does the judging take? Like if you're doing the where you go and talk to the three competitors or four like that? Is that all day or is that just a couple hours?
You're on a time limit. As I recall, it's a, I don't know if it's like a 10-minute. It's 10 to 15 minutes and. There's a timekeeper on the team, and they have to get you out of there on time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also responsible for keeping an eye on the clock. But if you do three teams, you'd be 45 minutes roughly. But that's allowing time to find each team.
Sure.
Sometimes they'll have ambassadors, volunteers, who will help a new judge find their way around. But if you've been there a few times, you can figure it out. And there's a map, and each team has a number. in the categories, you know, if there's an R next to the number, it means they're competing in ribs and so forth.
Right. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with our friend Artie Davis talking more about Memphis in May. Talk a little pull here when we get back.
Okay.
Right here on Barbecue Nation. Don't go away.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, your Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Dr. Dave, and we've got Artie Davis with us today. I'd like to say hi to all of our affiliates up and down the Radio Northwest Network. And for a couple that aren't KSEY down in Seymour, Texas, thanks for being with us. We do have a new email because we switched all of our systems here at Alpha. It is now bbqnation@alphamediausa.com. How's that? That works out good. More stuff to type, I guess. Anyway, we're talking with Artie Davis, a friend of the show now for a couple of years. Fascinating man. How many times have you judged Memphis in May, Artie?
Oh, many, many times. I'd say at least, what, 80, more than 20 times, probably approaching 30.
Wow.
It, you know, you can tell I don't think it's any fun.
Yeah.
I love Memphis. I love the people. I love going around to, there's a whole cultural cornucopia in Memphis of American history and barbecue history and friendly people. I mean, you've got the rock and roll, you know, Elvis Presley, Graceland.
Sure.
You've got just so much going on and some great barbecue places.
When you're judging like that, are you, I know when I came out, as people have heard many times, and they're probably tired of me talking about it, coming out of the horse business, when we judged, it was 7 a.m. to midnight a lot of times or later. So we didn't get a chance when you were in some of these great cities to go look at things. When you're judging a competition like Memphis in May or the Royal or something like that, do you have some off time where you can go kind of check things out?
Sure, and I make sure that I do. You know, you can sign up for judging other things like anything but pork.
Yeah.
And that can take time. That's on Friday. There's a Miss Piggy contest. I don't know if you can sign up to judge that, but you can end up spending all of your days in the park, but I recommend booking some time to see the city of Memphis because the judging starts, I think you're expected to report to the judging tent around 10 o'clock in the morning. And they do the check-in, and then you do your judging. You know, you can be finished with the judging part on Saturday by the early afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to book a lot of time on Friday just to take in the city of Memphis. You know, there's fried chicken. There's, in addition to barbecue, there's Central Barbecue. There's A&R, Germantown Commissary, Payne's. And believe it or not, there's a chain, they call it the McDonald's of Memphis barbecue, called Tops. And they really have good pulled pork sandwiches.
Hmm.
To the Texas listeners, I don't recommend trying their brisket unless they've improved it.
Okay.
A few years ago, they added brisket to the menu, and I tried it once. That's all I'll say. But I love their pulled pork.
Did you go see the ducks at the hotel?
Oh, yeah, it's Peabody.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun to see that. Get there and, you know, they have a lounge where you can order a drink. And it's just, it's a fabulous thing to watch.
Oh, it's quite the sight if you've never seen it. And I don't want to tell people too much about it because you got to go see it.
You have to experience it.
Yeah,
that's
right. You really have to experience it. When you're getting prepped to go judge an event like Memphis in May, how do you as a judge kind of get your head wrapped around what you're doing? And I know after so many times, you know, after 500 horse shows for me, it was another horse show. It didn't matter, but I still always kind of got tuned up on things.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Well, I always review the rules, the judging rules. Sometimes they tweak them a little bit, so you need to be up to date on that. And, you know, I find out what teams are going to be there, and I mark down the ones that I want to visit. Because Tom Lee Park feels like at least a mile long down the Mississippi. And it's packed with more than 230 teams or more. And so it's helpful to have a map and know the team number, and then you can find them. And in that sense, if you've gone a few times, you'll see teams you recognize, and they'll invite you in, and sort of like a family reunion.
Sure.
But, yeah, I just plan ahead what I want to do, and both in Tom Lee Park and then in the city of Memphis, and just go from there.
Well, it's always good, like I said, whether you were judging horse shows or being an official at a golf tournament or whatever, to kind of tune up before you get there. Do you swear off a barbecue for like 5 days before you go, so your palate's clean?
I don't. No, I guess there could be some people but that's how I tune up. I make sure I've had some barbecue before I go. And when I get to Memphis, Gus's Fried Chicken has a place in Memphis. I like to go there, but usually there's such a long line that I don't want to wait. And then there's Papa Lou's or Uncle Lou's or something like that. I'll tune up and have some fried chicken with that hot sauce on it.
There you go.
But by the time on judging day, I just don't eat anything until I judge. You know, in the hospitality tent, if you're a judge, you get admission to a judge's hospitality tent, and they have beverages, and in the morning they'll have pastries and stuff. But I don't take anything in until I'm judging.
Not even a little
coffee.
A little water, maybe something like
that.
Yeah,
I'll have some coffee.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, teams are not allowed to serve wine or beer, and I think that's a good idea. In the past, they were allowed to serve wine, as I recall, but that rule changed, and I think that's good because you want to give the team your best judgment, and you don't want to be impaired by any hint of alcohol.
That's right. Some of us are naturally impaired anyway. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Artie Davis here on Barbecue Nation on the Radio Northwest Network. Don't go away.
Now Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates. American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. We are so glad you are with us today. We've got Artie Davis, one of the most famous, or maybe sometimes infamous, barbecue judges in the world. And again, we'd like to thank our friends over at Painted Hills Natural Beef from the heart of the Northwest. Comes a beef product you can feel good about. And also our friends Mark and his crew down at Barclays Buy Sell Pond down in Woodburn. I know if you're in Texas, that doesn't mean much to you, but if you're here locally, go down 99E, check out his parking lot sales. Works pretty good. Also, Facebook, it's Barbecue Nation with JT on that. And new email, bbqnation@alphamediausa.com. There, I got it all in. There, how about that? So we're talking with Artie Davis. Artie's judged Memphis in May about
3,000 times, kind of like what I did with horse shows or something, Artie. What's your biggest joy in when you do, like, a big event? Memphis in May or the Royal, something like that.
Yeah, and at the Royal, I just go there to give the official oath to the judges because I like to socialize with the teams and have fun that way. But at Memphis in May, it's a real – there are several highlights. One is if you happen to judge is the team that you liked best happens to win grand champion or get a first place or even 1-5, first to fifth place, you know, that's always a thrill. And, you know, it's, I'd say the people are what really makes, when I think of having the fun and the greatest highlights, just the people you know, and some of them you've seen year after year. There's always new people that you meet, and it's such a, just, you know, it's a festive occasion.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed over the years, or in the early years, each team had stickers with their team name on it, very creative ones, you know, colorful, and
sure.
You've seen some of the creative team names, and they had a habit of slapping those onto spectators as they walked by, and some of them got a little carried away as to placement, so Memphis in May now does not allow those stickers. I mean, you can make a sticker, but you can't stick them on anyone.
Yeah.
that used to be fun until people got carried away with it.
Well,
but it's still a very festive occasion. A lot of, you know, just partying and happiness.
Maybe those stickers were just held over from Mardi Gras. Because, you know,
yeah,
you're only a few hundred miles from
that Mardi Gras feel.
Yeah. So, Artie, I've been wanting to ask you this for the last couple of times we've talked, and for some reason I never did it, but what do you have a favorite? Meaning, do you prefer your, let's just say pulled pork at this point, do you prefer that cooked over charcoal? Do you like it over wood? Do you, and how significant is the flavor difference to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm doing pork shoulder, pork butt, I always use charcoal and wood combination, and most of the cooks do that, unless you have a stick burner cooker that's mostly, even then sometimes they use charcoal and wood.
Right.
And the choice of wood is important for me. I like pecan or apple, sometimes a combination of both. I seldom use hickory because you can really overdo it with that. And same with cherry. Use a little bit of cherry. It's good. And out in the Northwest, I definitely use alder.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had good results with that, but it's not as available here in the Midwest as where you are. And I don't think you'll find it in Texas unless you special order it. And, you know, sometimes I'll use mesquite, but depends on what I'm cooking with, and I like mesquite with my beef. But as far as favorite meats, you know, I love pork shoulder, I love pork ribs. I don't do whole hog, my cooker's not big enough for that. And one of my very favorites, if the prices would go down a bit, is brisket, you know, beef brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And now and then I'll splurge and I'll buy one of the big beef short ribs. And right now that's a big thing in Texas barbecue is some of the places will go to the premium brands like Wagyu beef, and you can pay, you know, $25 to $30 for one beef rib. But it's enough to feed two people. It's a, you know, big meaty piece of deliciousness.
Sure.
And so now and then I'll go to this one of my favorite local butchers, two of them, McGonigal's or Bickelmeyer, and I'll get a beef rib, maybe $20, and then smoke it myself, and it's always delicious.
I
know Aaron Franklin in Austin, Texas, in his cookbook, he mentions the beef short rib is probably really his favorite piece of barbecued meat.
Mm-hmm. Mine
and then that can change. You could could come along to some other cut and think, wow, what have I, you know, how did I miss out on this?
I'm a big tri-tip fan myself.
Yeah, I love tri-tip, you know, and it's you know, especially if you're in more of a hurry. I mean, if you're talking brisket, you're talking 12, 14, 16 or more hours.
Right.
Tri-tip, is, you know, you can have that faster.
Oh, yeah, I kind of got a little technique going with tri-tip, and I can usually knock it out pretty fast. And, you know, the guests are always, hey, that's great.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, you can't throw bones at that, yeah.
No, no, it's it's really good. Do you ever remember in all your judging one piece of meat that you put in your mouth and you went, no, that's not gonna, not going to work?
Only one. And that, 1 year I judged patio porkers. And with apologies to your Texas listeners, there was this team from Texas. And they'd obviously cooked some fish the night before or at some previous time before they put their brisket on. And instead of that good, delicious beef flavor, the first thing that hit my palate was fish. You know, I think they hadn't cleaned their grill. So that always stands out when I think of judging the things that I'd say I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, did the other judges concur with you on that?
Well, in that case, we didn't discuss it. You know,
yeah.
In most cases, you're able to discuss with the other judges, but I don't recall. I think I was on site, so I didn't know the other judges. And, you know, sometimes, I'd say all too often, teams think a little bit of flavor, extra flavor is good, you know, with a dry rub or a sauce or a marinade, then a lot more is better. And some of them get so carried away that you can't taste the meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's a meat contest. And then if you're going to add any seasonings, it should be minimal, and it should be seasonings that complement the flavor of the meat. Instead of, you know, I like sauce, I like rubs, but in moderation. I don't want to overpower the flavor of the meat.
Sure. Well, it's kind of like you were saying also about, you know, hickory. I have found that you can overdo it with mesquite,
too. You sure
too,
can,
you
yeah. Know? You can get a little bit of, anytime it's over-smoked with any wood, you know, it'll have a little bit of a bitter flavor. And I really like a kiss of smoke. It'll also tell you if you start, you know, burping smoke later, you know, it probably got too much smoke.
A little bit there. That's kind of a scientific term, isn't it? Burping smoke.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, that's just something you have to watch out for. And, you know, even cooks at home, sometimes they get a little overzealous. I have. I mean, I'm first to say.
Yeah, we've all done it.
Yeah.
You know, you learn by doing. And the nice thing about home cooking is when you're serving it to friends or relatives, they're always going to like it. You know, a good friend, the late Guy Simpson, he was called the KC Rib Doctor. Whenever anyone praises my cooking, I remember what Guy always said, everybody loves free ribs.
That is true.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back and wrap up the show with World Hall of Fame barbecue judge and author. And it's just, he's got such a long list. Anyway, Artie Davis, he'll be back with us after this. Don't go away.
American Girl.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. We'll be back with Artie Davis in just a second. Again, I'd like to thank all of our affiliates and tell you again, it's Barbecue Nation, BBQ Nation, at alphamediausa.com. This is our KCBS little update for you. If you're not going to make it to Memphis next week, then maybe you could go down to the Southern Utah Barbecue Championship over in Washington, Utah, or the Twin Valley Fire and Smoke, or up in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. and Barbecue Forest Stop in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. There's a couple. Oh, Pigmania, too, in Lima, Ohio. You don't want to. Artie's probably judged all those things. But those are some other events if you're not going to make it to Memphis. Are you happy with the way barbecue and the barbecue competitions are now and are progressing and have come to this point?
Well, I am and I'm not. I have mixed feelings. The not part is there's the stakes are so high now with money-wise, you mm-hmm. know, that a lot of good teams are just too intimidated to compete, and maybe they can't even afford it. So, you know, money is good, but it also has its, you know, negatives.
Sure.
So, you know, in Memphis, for example, Memphis in May used to be free admission, and the judging was free. And now, I think the last year it was $65, you know, to judge. Of course, that gets you into the hospitality tent. You get an apron and a pen, and, you know, I know it costs money to run a contest, so you know there's pros and cons about that. But mm-hmm. It's not affecting the fun of the events, and that's the number one thing that to consider is it fun or not? If it isn't, don't bother. But the quality and everything is people keep getting smarter in how to organize things and do them well. So. I'm overall happy.
Well, good. We want a happy Artie.
And I want to taste your tri-tips.
Well, that I can arrange for you one of these
days. You know, one of these days you'll be able to send it over the phone.
Yeah.
You know, as technology advances.
We can,
at least I'd like to think so.
We can do it like Star Trek. We can transport it.
Yeah.
You know, instead of beam me up Scotty, it'll beam it over Artie.
That's right.
You know, that'll be good. So what's on your agenda for the summer and barbecue?
Well, barbecue, the next one, there's a smaller contest at Rockhurst High School. I'm going to go swear in the judges there. And later in June, I always swear in the judges at the Great Lenexa Barbecue Battle. Not doing traveling this summer. I'm sticking, you know, around home and doing projects,
mm-hmm.
Local fundraising projects for a park that's nearby. And then Jack Daniels is fourth Saturday in October. I always go to that. It's Jack Daniels World Championship
sure.
Invitational Barbecue. And, you know, I always distribute Magic Hickory Nuts and have a lot of fun with that. This year, assuming everything works out, Tom Parker Bowles will be returning to the Jack. We call it the Jack. He judged there several years ago.
Okay.
And my wife and I went to London with our daughter's family for Thanksgiving and met Tom at a barbecue place, and I talked him into coming back to the Jack, and so he said he'll do it.
I know you tried to help me last year get in on the Jack,
yeah.
But it was kind of short notice, and I couldn't.
Yeah,
I just
anytime you can work it in, let me know, and you know, I'll do my best to put in a good word for you.
Oh well, thank you.
Because it's great fun. It's, you know, it's a smaller contest, but it's probably the one that most teams would do anything to get in because it's invitational and. You have to qualify first, and then there's basically a lottery system, a drawing system. So if you make it to the Jack as a team, you've really made it.
Well, you have. And Artie Davis, in the world of barbecue, not only have you made it, but you helped create it, and we thank you for that. We've got to get out of here because we're running out of time, but Artie, thanks again for being with us this
week. Thank you, JT. It's always fun to visit with you. And talk about barbecue or anything else.
There you go. Dr. Dave and I are hitting the road now, so remember our little motto here, turn it, don't burn it. And for more information, you can check out thecowboycook.com. And the new Barbecue Nation website is just about ready to launch. I know I've been saying that for a couple weeks, but it is. I saw it the other day. So for everybody here in the studio and for Artie Davis, we wish you well. And have a good weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Great.